going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, everybody. It is day three of the NFL draft. Steve Geller, Mike Hawes, Mike Dottiglia here right now. Deuce McAllister will be joining us shortly. The Cajun Cannon at 2 o'clock. We are at the Rouse's Market, Power Boulevard in Metairie, the official supermarket of the Saints. Once again, that's 3711 Power Boulevard. We'd love to meet you out here. Make some groceries as the Saints are making some picks. And, gentlemen, we are in store. Looks like for a busy day today, 5 selections. Coming up for the black and gold, 2 in the 4th, a 6-rounder, and then 2 in the 7th. We're not expecting them to keep them all, but who knows? They haven't made any moves so far in this draft. How's everybody doing this morning?
What?
I'm going to let Hoss answer that. I'm going to let Hoss answer that first.
That coffee flowing, gentlemen.
I'm good. I think it's – you're right. We, you know, 5 – you know, so many picks. 5 picks today, 4 picks on a Thursday and Friday, and so the question becomes, and we talked about it a lot yesterday, we thought it would be heavy second and third round running backs, and it wasn't. I think it was 4 total.
Four total.
And
it won't be 4 in the fourth round, though.
We feel like I haven't done the math on the cornerback breakdown of the second and third round, but I felt there were
It
was a pretty good run of cornerbacks, and I know that we spent some time yesterday talking about the Saints and cornerback and kind of maybe their next move and what they might do, more of a – maybe it's a free agent, a guy with experience. Because now, if you did want to put a cornerback in there in the third round back on an island, you probably don't want to do it in the fourth round. But yet, he could be, you know, a lot of things. He could be a backup. He could be whatever, special team. So, wide receiver, cornerback, linebacker, just some of the areas that the Saints are still looking at.
Running back, I think, is an area, too, that they have to address.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're right, 100%.
I do believe that running back is a spot that they'll try to hit. I would not be surprised this team go back to offensive line with a guard.
For just depth.
Makes a ton of
depth.
Sense. Right, yeah.
I mean, if the last few years have taught you anything – is that 9 and 10 are Boom. Not enough, are not enough. Now, granted, the practice squad has been not what they intended it to be when they first went this, you know, to go to 16 and 17 with Charlie. But, I mean, it is now. And the ability to bring those guys up and down is a savior for a lot of these teams.
And tight end is another area that, you know, that's no defined deal here at the tight end position. You have Juwan Johnson, but, you know, and again, he plays in spurts. Morrow's coming off the injury. And so, for me, if you find a guy here that could help you out at the tight end spot, that's it. But I think for value, the way you have that board sort of set up, the running backs with a Cam Scatterboo and a
Jaden Blue. That's number one on my wish list, Mikey.
All these running backs. Trevor Etienne from Louisiana, who went to Florida and Georgia. And, you know, that's a ton of the backs that'll come off the board in the fourth and fifth rounds of the draft. And I think the team sort of set this up, feeling as though it was such a thick area that it might have a little bit of a drop. That drop off. They was like, okay, the big man. It's the Greek theory. Okay, if you get a chance to pick a really talented big guy, a smaller guy, you go with the big guy. Running back comes in a little bit later. But I think we're fixing to find out real soon in the fourth and fifth round how these backs peel off. And there's some really good ones there. And there are guys that are going to be picked here today in round four and five that are going to be starting in the NFL. Or part of the big-time rotation with a either bigger back or a faster back.
So from a cornerback standpoint, in the first round, two went. In the second round, three went. And then last night in the third round, nine went in the third round. So as Mike said, yeah, a bit of a run, but that from the Saints standpoint, because it wasn't a knee, but then so was running back. And so not a run on running back. So give and take a little bit.
Yeah, I think an area to add to would be on the edge as a pass rusher. If certain guy there that you would really think could help you as part of your rotation, that's a spot too. When you have two fourth round picks, you got an opportunity here to bolster that. If it's at running back, offensive line, as an edge rusher, you got an opportunity with two picks in round four.
Stick around for more of our TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest, folks. We are today at Rouse's Market in Metairie on Power Boulevard. We'll be right back with more on the Saints and the NFL Draft, so keep it locked right here on WWL. Day three of the NFL Draft off and running. Steve Geller with Saints legend Deuce McAllister, draft analyst Mike Dottiglia, and Mike Haas right now bringing all the action and all pro analysis. Come join us in Metairie at the Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard, the official supermarket of your Saints. That's 3711 Power Boulevard. Love to meet you out here while you are making your groceries. And the third round underway, gentlemen. We already got a pick in. Chimere Dyke going to the Tennessee Titans, the wide receiver out of Florida.
Yeah, he averaged almost 19 yards a catch last year. Now, Florida's passing game early on was El Succo. But, man, it kind of lit up late in the year. And Dyke was a big part. He was a transfer guy from Wisconsin, played 3 years there. And then he goes to Florida. He can catch the football now. And he's a really good route runner. That you can see just the way he kind of sets you up and can gain separation downfield. And, man, he's fast, too. I know he ran a sub 4.35, something like that, the combine.
I wanted to ask you, though, would you more consider him a slot guy and a returner?
Yes, much more.
Yeah, and so you're trying to get Cam some weapons, and like we talked about the Titans, there were a bunch of needs that they needed, and you saw kind of what they did offensively, saw what they've done defensively. And
they signed Tyler Lockett about 92 hours ago, somewhere in that range.
Right before the draft.
Yeah.
Right before the draft, they signed Tyler, and so they are probably very, very similar as far as receiver, both of those guys, and so that would be a good pro to be able to learn from as well.
One of the things Cam does very well is throw that wide receiver screen.
Yep.
And so that, to me, would make a lot of sense to bring in a guy like Tyler Lockett or to bring Dyke to the table because of the fact both of them have some similarities and catch that little quick pass and then toop up the field.
Got a little bit of a wait for the Saints' first pick in this round, guys. Right now we have the Jacksonville Jaguars on the clock. And the big buzz, obviously, going in today is still the fact that the quarterback, Shedeur Sanders, still on the board out there. Do we think he goes early in the round four here?
I don't know. Early in round four, I do think he goes today. You know, it was probably a little surprising that he didn't go yesterday.
For sure.
You know, not necessarily maybe, I don't want to say early second, but for sure, you know, second round. And then, you know, you get to the point here, you're still looking for value, but you're looking for someone that I can develop as well.
And also, too, the fact that Dylan Gabriel gets picked ahead of him.
Well, that probably stung as well.
That was the big sting.
That was the sting, particularly to a team that you had talked to, you know, Cleveland, as far as having a need and, you know, going with another quarterback that, you know, a lot of people felt like, wait, who? I mean, and Gabriel was a productive quarterback in college, but, you know, I don't know how much of that translates to the NFL, and that's going to be just because of his size. I mean, because he's like you said, Mike, they list him as 5'11".
Stretching
5'11 and three quarters. Let me give him those three quarters.
I want to get on that rack that he was on to stretch him to 5'11".
I thought the first time that I had seen it in a while was Jonas Sanders. He was 6'3". I went, wow, man, we are pushing, right? He's like 6'3", and then one was a half. And so part of what we were talking about, I'm sorry.
Well, no, I'm listed technically as 6'1 3/8".
3/8?
Yeah.
That's the first time I'd seen a 3/8. It felt like, come on, man.
No, I'm 6'2". Don't give me the 3/8. But it's they've done it for a while. They've done it for a while, and it's almost to if you're gonna get true measurements for an NFL player, go by the combine numbers.
Right.
Go by the combine numbers, not pro day numbers as far as height, weight.
Yeah, that's school. That's school generated.
Go by their combine numbers.
Although there were complaints this year about the combine numbers being off.
Hand size,
but not height.
Not height.
Gotcha. Not height.
Hand size.
Because they put you in that boot, and that's how they measure you. Because Drew would always tell us, man, I measured in 6 foot tall. And
what?
I'm like, what? No, it can't be. I said, you had to be on the tippy toes. He was like, they didn't put me in the boot like they do now.
Hand size and the arm length.
Right, okay.
That's different. I mean, because that's done by a person as well that, hey, I may be able to stretch it out or, you know, drop something a little different, but not the height.
The thing about Shador also early in here in the fourth is that you look at the teams. Jacksonville, Giants, Bears, Eagles, Saints, New England, Carolina, Arizona.
Here's my thing for that, though. It doesn't matter at this point.
You're not looking for him to be.
I'm not looking for you to be a day one guy.
Right. Do you want to bring that in with a young quarterback room?
That's the other part.
Right.
And so you have to understand, if I have a young quarterback room – or a young head coach, I'm not dealing with it. And I'm just telling you how most teams are thinking. I'm not dealing with that.
Right.
I'm not dealing with it because the first time maybe my young head coach makes a bad decision, what's going to happen?
The starting quarterback struggling, and all of a sudden you're going to hear the noise.
No, you're going to hear it from the dad.
Say that again.
You're going to hear it from the dad.
And so the next time, maybe the quarterback struggles. We're talking about a young head coach. There's an issue. Now the quarterback struggles. Same thing. And so you're going to get flooded. And it's not fair to the young man. It's not fair to him. But, I mean, that's the reality. And some of that has been created by us, the media, but also by the player and the surroundings.
And by Coach Prime.
Well, that's the surrounding part. So the player and the surrounding. And here's the thing. Every move I make, I don't have to let everybody know.
Yep.
That's the move I'm making.
We live in social media world today.
Yeah,
sure do.
Every move I make, I don't have to let everybody know that's the move I'm making. I don't know if you guys saw it, but there was a video that yesterday or was posted yesterday. And well, it had to be yesterday, but it was apparently supposedly Mickey calling.
I see that, right?
Well, one, that wasn't Mickey.
Right.
And then the other part of it is, I know you're excited. I know that not only you as a player, but the family, everybody that has helped you get there. But, I mean, it's almost like the surrounding of all of that. That's what you're getting.
It's like drafting a Kardashian. Kim Kardashian.
Well, I mean, it's just like.
Kardashian.
Something's not right. I could feel it, but it was close.
But you in the neighborhood. Yeah,
you know what I meant.
But guys, back-to-back picks. Ooh, the Giants have just picked
off the board.
Cam Scataboo, the halfback from Arizona State. And right before him, The Jaguars picked Brashil Tootin. I saw he was at North Carolina A&T, and then he transfers to Virginia Tech. Man, you talk about a dude that can fly.
Yeah.
Man, Brashil Tootin, he can run. And Cam Scataboo, we saw what he did for Arizona State last year to put that team on his back and say, hey, guys, I got it now. Y'all just follow me. Now, I think he's going to have a lot of downtime in the NFL.
Well, he'll have
because
a time.
Of the way he runs.
But Mike, here's the thing. You are in the perfect
spot.
Market.
Perfect for it.
Perfect market. We thought Danny Dimes was lighting it up. I don't know if Scataboo is Italian, but, I mean, he is in a perfect spot.
Look at his last name.
Well, no, I know it.
Kardashian.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If he is willing to do any of the core special teams stuff up there in New York.
Oh, my God.
And then if he can just get a half a yard some of the time.
So, I mean,
it writes itself.
It's interesting. Deuce and I were talking about this yesterday about how the kind of fall over into today. Two out of the first three picks have been halfbacks.
Yeah.
Goes to show the value there. And again, Brashil Tootin, the speedster from Virginia Tech, goes to Jacksonville. And Cam Scataboo. And man, we've gotten more texts about that cat than any other individual since January. And I'm not talking about just Saints text. I'm talking about, man, what do you think of Cam Scataboo? And so he ends up in New York. And like Deuce said, boy, you don't think that people there are going to get him advertising money?
Oh, he's getting endorsement. Mike, I know we got to take a break, but I got another rabbit hole for you. And I don't know if this is where he's from. I know he played at Sacramento.
Sacramento State.
And then he transferred to ASU.
Mm-hmm.
But guess where he's at? He's watching the draft. I just saw it on television. Chandler, Arizona.
So look that one up.
There we go.
Look that one up, Hoss.
There we go.
Stick around for more of our TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest. We are live from Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard. Come out and talk football with Team WWL. Be right back after this.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome back into day three of WWL's Draft Fest coverage brought to you by TrainSouth.com. Got a couple picks coming off the board already. Chimere DK, wide receiver out of Florida, going to Tennessee. Brashil Tootin, running back out of Virginia Tech, going to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Cam Scataboo, a fan favorite for a lot of Hoodats, running back from Arizona State, landing with the New York Giants. We had Craig Woodson, safety out of Cal, going to the New England Patriots. And then the Jacksonville Jaguars took Notre Dame linebacker Jack Kaiser. We got the Raiders Bears, Jets, Eagles, and then the Saints will make their first of day three selection.
Eagles? How they get in there?
They're in front of the Saints, both picks in the fourth round. Right in front of the Saints, both picks in the fourth round.
You know, Deuce, you mentioned like a team not necessarily needing a Shedeur Sanders right now. It doesn't matter. I'm curious to see if maybe a Philadelphia Eagles would be interested in bringing someone in behind Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I definitely think so. I mean, I think, you know, when you look at it, one, it's not the player. That's what I'm telling you.
I hear you, right.
And so you've
got all the other stuff.
It's the other stuff. And so you better have a GM, an owner, a head coach that can handle that. That's what's coming. And so it's good and bad, but at the end of the day, it's about going and playing football. I mean, that's what it's got to be about. And if you can't do that, then I mean, you won't last long. You know, and I don't care how talented you are. And so that's just how that game goes.
By the way, Cam Scataboo, Rio Linda, California, where he's from. That's where he went to high school. So he just went to Chandler to got some. I guess it's probably working out with somebody there. You know, doing something.
His agent's
there.
From there.
Yeah. But I mean, he's a guy. So what pick? 105 in the fourth round. He had the second most rushing yards to Genty last year.
And to think what he did at Sacramento State. You talk about a dude that, man, he got some mileage on the speedometer. Look at all the carries he had at Sacramento State. And he goes at Arizona State, and he was like, hey, I got this. And this ain't that hard. It ain't a big jump from Sacramento State to Arizona State. And the Raiders have just picked Dante Thornton Jr. And Deuce, he is this huge receiver. He only caught 26 passes last year, but for over 660 yards. He averaged 25 yards a catch. Now, you know, if I was Nico, I'd have been throwing him the football a little bit more. Right. And maybe that's why Nico's not there anymore either. But Dante Thornton, a big, tall 6'5" receiver. And, man, can he fly downfield. And you think about the Raiders and what they're known for. Trying to get the ball downfield. And now you got Bowers who can work all that underneath stuff and free up the guy over the top.
Yeah, and what's interesting, you talked about being able to fly a 4-3 guy, and then, you know, you talk 10-yard split. You know, he's at 1-5. But to be 6-5, being able to do that, it's intriguing. But like you said, you know, you probably wanted a little bit more production with the overall catches from him, but you know, it's not because you don't have some talent as far as at the receiver position.
And two is, man, when you have a guy like Dylan Sampson running the ball the way they did, oh my
goodness. Turn around and hand it off to him.
And he's still available right now. Dylan's a guy from Baton Rouge, and man, again, it was one of those deals where the coaching staff at LSU was trying to land one of the bigger time recruits and then try to jump on Dylan late. And Dylan was, wait a minute, who asked me to the dance first? Tennessee. And that's why I'm gone. And he had a pretty good 2023, but man, in 2024, he was something special for the Volunteers running the football.
The Raiders have had 6 picks so far. 2 wide receivers, 1 running back, 2 offensive tackles.
Yeah, funny like that Tom Brady guy got a little influence there.
I feel like I got a pretty good idea what where they feel their needs are.
Seeing on social media, guys, the Saints will be announcing a pick from France today. So you guys, Deuce and Hoss, you guys might be getting ready for that first game in Paris soon.
Y'all want to take care of that with y'all over there?
He knows it already. Hoss knows it already.
He just don't want to reveal it.
I mean, it's not 25.
We do know it's not 25. We do know it's not 25.
I don't think it's 27.
Look, well, we're going to send Bobby with y'all so he can translate.
26, what about?
That's what I'm saying. I said it's not 25 and it's not 27.
Yeah, so, you know, you can kind of let me think about what that's going to be. Yeah.
Well, and when was that partnership announced? Was it last year? With France, us being the kind of
host city.
It was either last year or the year before, right?
Yeah. And so, I mean, you've been building up, kind of like London and the Jaguars.
Right.
They've been, you know, hey, that's our favorite team because they come over there and play, you know, twice a year or whatever it is. So the Saints, at some point here in the very, very near future, will be what is Bobby's? I can't even. He can speak it for us, even if we don't want to speak it.
French,
yes,
Cajun French.
It's Cajun
now,
French.
Now the other
though.
Thing that we were talking about.
Oh, that's my guy right there,
Dion
Walker.
Walker from Kentucky. You talk about a big load, dude. Oh my goodness, he's a big load guy to stop the run. And if his weight's down, Deuce, he ain't a bad interior pass rusher.
Yeah, no, he's definitely not. I had an opportunity to call a couple of his games. He and Luther Burden, a lot of those guys, they were freshmen back when I was working and doing some of the SEC Network stuff. And so he was one that was intriguing because coming out, if I remember correctly, I think he's from, like, Detroit. But coming out, they were like, look, we don't know how. I know how they were able to get him because, the money talks, but they were talking about how they were able to get him out of Michigan, how they were able to get him out of Michigan from underneath Michigan State and Michigan. But, Mike, it was just like you talked about.
His weight.
Well, not only just the weight, but two series. He's phenomenal.
And then
the next series, he didn't even come into play. You know, and we're talking about maybe a 7-8 play drive, and it's like you're waiting on him. And I was like, well, maybe it's because he's a freshman, or maybe, he's learning or whatever. But yeah. It was like that almost his whole career under Coach Stoops. But, I mean, I'm telling you, he can be a disruptor, and he's not a small young man. Is not just weight, but height-wise as well. He's a large young man.
I think one of the things that surprised everybody is what he weighed in at, because he was, I would say, his second number most of his college career was 6 or 7.
Woo.
And he got about 30, 35 pounds off his high. I mean, he was a huge man, and you can't miss him. He wears zero. Okay, he's like Mason Smith was at LSU. Wore a big zero. I mean, I think that he thought maybe that made him look slimmer to wear the
just
zero.
Put one number there. Well, I mean, think about it. When he's 6'7".
That's
so
what I'm saying.
To be 6'7" and still kind of be,
big,
that's saying something.
You're big, but, I mean, even for him, if you can get him down probably, Mike, to 315, low 320s, he could probably be really, really productive for you. But like I said, it's gonna be a fight. But I mean, what is that, Buffalo? I think
goes to Buffalo.
Buffalo Bills.
That's not a bad spot for him. I mean, Buffalo loading up. Saw yesterday picked another defensive guy, rush guy, and so loading up there on that defensive side of football.
Still 7.5 sacks for him last season. So a productive dude, obviously.
I'm telling you, when you see him in the burst, he's got every bit, and then he is a huge young man, 6'7", 335, 340. That's what he put. Not many guards. No running back wants to take on that when they have to try to pick him up. So he can be disruptive. That's not the question. It's the other stuff that can I get him to be disruptive every play, or do I limit? Do I limit his plays? Do I give him 30 plays, 40 plays? Will he give me everything out of those 30 to 40 plays?
And two is, man, you think of the Bills. That deal is, we got to beat Kansas City at one point in time when it all counts. And this is why they've sort of stacked up, on the defensive side of the football, because
– saw how the Eagles did it.
Exactly. And you look at him, and he reminds me a little bit of Davis, who was at Georgia, was a huge man. And he got some weight up because Vic Fangio told him last year, hey, you and Carter – y'all ain't coming here at no 345, 350 pounds. Y'all better get some weight off. Either you get it off before you come to training camp, or I'm going to get it off of you during camp. And so they decided, do the best thing to get some of that weight off of them. But, man, Deontay Walker, man, good luck if you've got to face him early in the game, because that's when he really sort of raises sand out on that football field.
Pick is in for the New York Jets, then it's the Philadelphia Eagles, and then finally we'll get to the Saints. First pick of today.
Dude, I just saw on television, it's been tough for the Saints, right? 2020, last playoff season, right?
Dude.
Jets have missed the playoffs for 14 straight years. Wow.
Wow, is that back like Chad Pennington days we're talking about?
Yeah, and I think that was like a wild card and just snuck in there behind New England or something.
Sanchez. No, Sanchez.
That was Mark. Remember that butt
fumble.
The butt fumble, yeah.
So sad. That's going to be on his tube. Oh, that's so bad, right? He's an analyst, played, did on so many things.
And he's a good dude in life, too.
First thing, boom, butt fumble.
Man, Mark Sanchez, he's a good dude in life. But they always going to remember that butt fumble with him. And he was a guy that, you know, was at SC, put up some big numbers, came out early. When a lot of the coaching staff at SC was, man, listen, Mark, play another year. Try to get some experience here. They had NIL, but it wasn't, like, legit.
They've always had NIL.
Oh, yeah. One way or another. So, yeah, as Steve has said, the Jets pick and then Philly. And, man, Philly, would they just load up on SEC players, Steve?
You know it, right?
Last year, yesterday, too. Exact same thing.
They got a type.
Yeah. And they know where the talent is in the competition that they've went up against. And that's something Howie Roseman has kind of put on his scouts. I value who you've went up against and how that translates to the NFL.
I think that's something that maybe Saints fans have been frustrated with those Saints picks, that especially the early ones from a smaller school that haven't worked out. And it's like, well, why are we taking this developmental guy when we got these players in the conference like the SEC that we know so much about that they haven't been really focused on?
Yeah, and the Jets have just picked Arian Smith, the wide receiver from Georgia. He was a 4- or 5-star recruit. He went to A&M first. And then ends up at Georgia. He didn't have the career I think he really believed he could have. Because coming out, man, that was a lot of people that thought Arian Smith would be a big-time player, either for it or for the Georgia Bulldogs. And it just never really clicked with him. Again, it's a team that they understand that they value speed at the receiving position, and he's a guy that's run consistently, under 4.4, but again, inconsistent tape on him. He's not the greatest route runner, but boy, he's got something you can't teach and never has a bad day, speed.
Yeah, and you talk about Aaron Glenn being able to kind of build that team how he wants to build it, and we're looking at some of the draft picks for them. You know, you've got a couple of one defensive guy, but you know, pretty much it's all offensive guy is what they've done up there. And
with the exception of Thomas from Florida State.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You only took one defensive guy. Everything else has been offensively.
Yeah,
Saints should be on the clock.
They are, sir. Ty Robinson from Nebraska, defensive lineman, going to Philly with the 111th overall selection.
Yeah, that's about all they need, another defensive lineman. And he's a guy that's got a lot of he got the P word next to him.
Potential.
And he got a lot of guys that's going to prod him pretty good. And, you know, this is where Vic Fangio kind of puts his fingers, thumbs, any other body part on a pick in the draft on a guy like Ty Robinson, who was a really great athlete. He ran the fastest 40-yard time of any of the interior guys. It just sometimes has not translated to production out on the football field. But, man, a really terrific athlete and a guy that has some movement with him. He can play both in the interior as a defensive tackle or off the edge, and that's something Fangio puts a lot of premium on.
Looking at some best fits right now at CBS Sports for the New Orleans Saints with this selection, guys. Isaiah Bond, a wide receiver out of Texas. Jalen Royals, another wide receiver from Utah State. And Western Michigan corner, Bilal Cohn. So we'll see if the black and gold end up going in one of those
directions.
And
the pick's already in, Steve, so we won't have to wait very, very long for it. And so we'll give you that selection when it comes down for the Saints early in
the fourth.
Yeah, and so they got another one right down the road. I think, Mike, you said, 18 more picks back?
Yeah, they do. According to Nick Underhill, it's going to be Oklahoma linebacker Danny Stutzman.
Man, Danny is a guy that is, I'll steal Abear's term, he's a tackling machine. Danny Stutzman's all over the field. He could play in the interior. He could be a middle linebacker. He could be a Mike. He could also play on the strong side or the weak side. Very instinctive football player. Look at the numbers Danny Stutzman has put up with the Sooners. I remember when Tulane played Oklahoma and Coach Summerall, the first name he brought up was Stutzman. I said, it's almost like twins. He said, you know what, when you watch it on film, it's almost like they got two Stutzmans out there. That's a really good pick for the Saints. Man, I'm a big fan of Danny Stutzman, and he is one of these off-ball linebackers that plays the run well, has been pretty good in the coverage part of the game also. But I think other than running back, hasn't that been the most devalued position, Deuce, at linebacker?
In the linebacker
position. The off-ball?
Yeah, off-ball. I mean, you know, coming into the draft, you really probably thought first round, the Georgia linebacker at Atlanta.
Jalen Walker.
Yeah, Jalen Walker, you know, and most people are like, well, he's off-ball. You know, he doesn't rush to – I guess there's a premium for a guy, obviously, that rushes the passer because he can change the game. But off-ball linebacker, I mean, if he's a three-down guy – and he's not coming off the field, that's what you want. And so for the Saints, as they transition to kind of a 3-4 defense, I think it's a pretty good pick for them to be able to add to that linebacker spot. That was one of the places we thought that they would go. Of course, you're going to add a little bit more, whether that's through the draft and or free agency. But it's a pretty good pick for the Saints, and so
I really like this pick of Danny Stutzman, and again because he's a playmaker on defense, and they were looking for a certain bigger type linebacker. Danny Stutzman brings that to the table in that he is a bigger linebacker, because before a lot of these linebackers you pick and they look like strong safeties. Danny Stutzman, you know, he got some size on him in the fact that I know at the combine his measurables, he was 6 foot three and a quarter.
Mike, hold on.
Okay.
You know, they got the pick. They're announcing it at the Eiffel Tower. You know, we're gonna have to go talk to management, man.
We should be there.
We need to go talk to management.
Alyssa DeSantis from the Eiffel Tower announces Danny Stutzman.
And he's 6 foot three and a quarter, 233 pounds. He ran a 4.5, 240-yard dash, but when you watch him play.
Plays fast.
Man, he's fast. And throughout his career in the 4 years at OU, 376 tackles, 37 tackles for losses, 8 quarterback sacks, 3 pass interceptions, 8 pass deflections, and 1 fumble recovery, and he forced 4 fumbles.
And played in 47 games. He missed as a freshman. He played in 10, so he's available, baby.
And that is what you want. But we watching some of the tape on him. The first one they showed, he's out in coverage. And that is, to me, something today, if you're going to play that off-ball linebacker, okay, you can see his instincts against the run, his ability to read what's happening out on the field, but also his coverage skills. And now we just watching him. He just picked off a pass. He read the eyes of a quarterback, jumped right in, undercut it right there. So you're talking about a big dude who can play. And, again, 366 tackles. That's a lot of tackles in college football.
Yeah, drop it into that hook zone as far as what you talked about. And I guess the question becomes, and it's not necessarily a strong side. It's a jack. It's a wheel. I mean, and so if you're a true 3-4 or even a 4-3, would he be the strong side backer?
I would put him at the strong side.
Yeah, so it's the Mike and the Sam that he probably could play.
Yep, exactly.
Mike and the Sam that he could probably play. And so you know, I think it's a pretty good pick for the Saints. Like I said, they've got – you knew that they had to add some bodies, particularly if you're going to have more linebackers on this on this team. And now some of your defensive ends will transform to a stand-up linebacker. You know, I could see a guy like Granderson being able to do that. I could see a guy like Chase Young being able to do that. Even a Cam Jordan being able to do that. Isaiah Foskey is another one that – could transform into that stand-up linebacker type guy. So we knew this team had to be able to add some guys to it, and so pretty good pick for the Saints.
Mike, what pick was that for overall?
112.
112.
Okay, because I just got this sent to me. Somebody got my top 105. He was 102 for me, so that was pretty close.
Pretty darn good.
That was pretty close. But yep. He was my linebacker 6, and I thought he may just tumble because of the fact linebackers today, it's not the value maybe you had years ago, especially the off-ball linebacker that's not used a tremendous amount as a pass rusher. And so I like the pick of Danny Stutchman, I'll be honest with you. I think he can come in and play for you pretty quickly. And the San Francisco 49ers have just picked C.J. West, defensive tackle from Indiana. And we saw him blossom. He started at Kent State and then transferred to Indiana. I saw a lot of Indiana football this year, and he's a big guy in the middle that can cause some havoc, stopping the run. And, man, he's quick for a big man. He can move and get you some pressure inside.
We just got the Saints' first pick of round four. Another one coming up shortly for the black and gold. This is five selections in all on day three. We'll see what happens there. We're going to be back with more of our TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest coverage. Stay tuned right after this on WWL. Steve Geller, Deuce McAllister, Mike Hawes here for wall-to-wall coverage of the NFL Draft with the Saints. Come join us as Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard, the official supermarket of the Saints. Black and gold just selecting Danny Stutzman, linebacker out of Oklahoma, three-year starter, recorded at least 100 tackles in each of the last three seasons, and also had eight career sacks over there. So the black and gold shoring up some of that defense.
And we saw his ability to cover, and he's done well in that. So for as an off-ball linebacker to get him in round four, that's a good pickup. And we were talking about this young man before. He just got picked by the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
Trevor Etienne, the younger brother of Travis Etienne, who was a first-round pick of Jacksonville. Trevor from Jennings High School in Louisiana. He follows Billy Napier to Florida. And then Georgia came up with a nice financial deal. And he goes to Georgia, but he gets hurt early on. Never quite the same, and Deuce, we saw his power skills as a runner, and boy, when he can kind of swing those shoulders square, man, he's a load to catch out into the open field. So another Louisiana guy, Trevor Etienne. Here's the bad news. He goes to the Carolina Panthers.
Goes to the Carolina Panthers, which is the bad news, but good for Trevor. I mean, because, you know, Mike, if he's healthy, where do you see him going? If he's healthy and able to put up numbers,
I think he's a second-round pick.
I think he's a second-round as well. I mean, because when you look at him, he's got his 4-4 as far as being able to run. We know he can catch out of the backfield. Doesn't have bad size as far as for a running back. He's right at 200 pounds. Compact, you know, 5'9", 5'10", as far as size-wise. So that's a pretty good situation. And then he can be physical. He can get downhill as far as running the football inside the tackles, and so it'll be important for him to be able to stay healthy. He should have a little guidance just because his older brother has been there, done that in the NFL, so that should help with some of that transition. But, you know, a really, really good prospect and a player for the Carolina Panthers.
He came to one of our camps and I asked him, I said, are you learning how to catch the ball? He said, Mr. D, he said, I heard, you know, you were bad on my brother about he didn't catch the ball well. He said, so I'm working on it. But he said, hey, Travis can catch it now too. I was like, yeah, okay, we're not talking about splitting the atom here.
Right.
But Travis became a much better receiver. Trevor is a good receiver now. Coming out of the backfield, Travis has developed into being a good receiver. Man, he couldn't catch a cold naked in Russia before, but he can catch it now.
One of the things that Jacksonville even thought about, just because they've had so many other guys that have to try to come in, is putting him as almost like full-time in the slot.
Yep.
And that's the older brother. And so it'll be interesting to see what they do with the new staff anytime that, you know, that you have that type of turnover.
Miami Dolphins have slid back, guys. The Texans have traded up for pick number 116.
Man, the Texans, ain't they made a whole bunch of moves either up or down all over for the last two and a half days?
Right.
It's been all over the board for the Texans. And, you know, yesterday they picked the two Iowa State receivers. Now, to me, I look at that roster, you know what scared me? That offensive line, if I'm C.J. Stroud. That ain't the best thing in the world for them, and especially I lost my left tackle.
You lost him because you got rid of him.
Yeah, you traded him.
And then Green as well, the guard that never really lived up to his first
expectation.
His first round appeal, you ended up basically letting him go as well. And so that offensive line struggled for Houston. They took a step back, and you know, whether it's the coaching staff, because they did get rid of their offensive coordinator, whether it's the coaching staff, offensive line coach, whomever it may be, it struggled, and they kind of regressed, and it obviously led to CJ not playing as well.
Once again, the Saints pick a first pick of the fourth round. Oklahoma linebacker Danny Stutzman going to the team with the 112th overall selection. Now waiting for pick 131 in round four. We're going to take a break here. Stick around for more of the TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest. We are live at Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard. Come out and say hey with Team WWL. We'll be back right after this.